Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, March 18th, 2019. Welcome to Day 788. Trump attacked the late John McCain on Twitter for his involvement in sharing the dossier, which allegedly links Trump to the Russian government. After the 2016 election, McCain turned the Steele dossier over to the FBI, which Trump called, quote, unfortunately a very dark stain against John McCain, end quote. Trump also incorrectly claimed that McCain had, quote, sent the fake dossier to the FBI and media hoping to have it printed before the election, end quote. Trump continued to complain about the long-term Republican lawmaker, who died last year, saying that McCain had far worse stains than the dossier, quote, including thumbs down on repeal and replace after years of campaigning to repeal and replace, end quote. Trump's statements about McCain were actually quotes from Kenneth Starr, who recently appeared on Fox News. Trump also accused the, quote, fake news media, end quote, of attempting to blame him for the mass shooting at two mosques in New Zealand, calling it so ridiculous. In a manifesto, the alleged gunman called Trump, quote, a symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose, end quote, and referred to immigrants as invaders within our lands. Trump told reporters that he doesn't believe white nationalism is a rising threat around the world, suggesting, quote, it's a small group of people that have very, very serious problems, I guess, end quote. Meanwhile, Trump's acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, said Trump is not a white supremacist and went on to say that it was absurd to draw a connection between Trump's statements about immigration and the acts of a shooter who embraced both white nationalism and Trump. Last week, Trump called undocumented immigrants coming to the U.S. an invasion as he vetoed a congressional resolution that would block his declaration of national emergency at the U.S. border with Mexico. Fox News, meanwhile, suspended Jeanine Pirro after the host questioned a Muslim lawmaker's loyalty to the United States during an on-air monologue. Pirro asked if Representative Ilhan Omar's, quote, adherence to this Islamic doctrine is indicative of her adherence to Sharia law.
Think about it. Omar wears a hijab, which according to the Quran 33:59, tells women to cover so they won't get molested. Is her adherence to this Islamic doctrine indicative of her adherence to Sharia law, which in itself is antithetical to the United States Constitution?
Fox News said Pirro's remarks, quote, do not reflect those of the network, and we have addressed the matter with her directly, end quote. Trump tweeted for Fox News to bring back Jeanine Pirro, claiming, quote, the radical left Democrats, working closely with their beloved partner, the fake news media, is using every trick in the book to silence a majority of our country, end quote. Trump also tweeted his support for Tucker Carlson, another Fox News host who has recently faced criticism for a series of racist, xenophobic, sexist, and other comments he made.
Iraq is a crappy place filled with a bunch of, you know, semi-literate, primitive monkeys. But I just have zero sympathy for them or their culture, a culture where people just don't use toilet paper or forks.
Hey, and the way they treat women, you know, I agree with you. Their culture is, but you're in their homeland, and you're over there as an American who they hate, and they want nothing more than the Americans off of their soil. So they're not going to play
the
games.
They can just shut the fuck up and obey, is my view.
How could you salvage Iraq at this point?
It's beyond our control. I mean, if somehow the Iraqis decided to behave like human beings or something. Like, if you are really heavily into Islam, I don't care for you that much. And I don't care what that sounds like. You can call me a racist. You can come over the fuck you want.
And at this juncture, you could say that and not catch a lot of shit for
you
it.
You certainly could. I'd vote for you if you said that.
Quote, stay true to the people that got you there, Trump tweeted. Keep fighting for Tucker and fight hard for @JudgeJeanine, end quote. Moving on, federal authorities raided the office of Elliot Broidy last summer in order to obtain documents related to the GOP fundraiser's dealings with foreign officials and Trump administration associates. Federal agents searched Broidy's office for documents related to China, Saudi Arabia, and a Miami Beach club promoter related to conspiracy, money laundering, and crimes associated with illegal covert lobbying on behalf of foreign officials. The sealed warrant reveals government investigators took a similar approach to searching Broidy's offices as they did when they searched Michael Cohen's. Broidy served as a Trump campaign fundraiser and the national deputy finance chair of the Republican National Committee until he resigned in April 2018 after it was revealed that he had secretly paid off a former Playboy model in exchange for her silence about an affair. And finally, Trump claimed that he encouraged House Republicans to vote in favor of a resolution calling on the Justice Department to make Robert Mueller's final report public. Earlier in the day, Trump tweeted that the special counsel should never have been appointed and that there should be no Mueller report. The House approved the resolution last week in a 420-0 vote, demanding that Attorney General William Barr release Mueller's entire report and make it available to Congress. The resolution was blocked by Republicans in the Senate. And in the polls, USA Today says 52% of Americans have little or no trust in Trump's denials that his 2016 campaign colluded with Russia. 28%, meanwhile, say they have a lot of trust in Robert Mueller's investigation to be fair and accurate. 50% agree that Trump is the victim of a witch hunt, while 47% do not think he is. And now to the notables. 1. The United States military now plans to keep 1,000 troops in Syria. 3 months ago, Trump ordered a complete withdrawal from the country. 2. Kirsten Gillibrand formally launched her presidential bid, announcing that she will deliver her speech next week in front of Trump International Hotel in New York City. 3. Trump pulled Rudy Giuliani from doing TV interviews after Giuliani claimed that the Trump Tower Moscow talks may have lasted up until November 2016. 4. Ben Carson's daily schedule from 2017 shows that the HUD secretary met with his staff once a week and left work before 2 p.m. on most Fridays to fly to his Florida mansion. 5. Trump tweeted that he wanted the General Motors Ohio plant to be, quote, opened or sold to a company who will open it up fast, end quote. And 6. Kellyanne Conway's husband believes that Trump's mental condition is deteriorating, but Kellyanne disagrees. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.
There's some really good, immigrants. I just think it's, people who come to this country ought to have something to offer. Be hot, be really smart, you know what I mean?